This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
I typically mount video installations, multi-channel with several projections, and then I often perform within those installations, particularly against the video projection, so I'm sort of within the world created in the video. This whole video and performance project revolves around my alter ego, Cynthia. I came up with Cynthia in graduate school over 20 years ago as I was creating a series of dresses that had medical devices embedded in the fabric, and I was wondering what kind of person would need to wear these dresses, and that's where this alter ego initially came from. The domestic settings that Cynthia is in are a sort of reflect her psychological state and her inability to escape. This set is for my current project, metaphysical therapy. I haven't been able to use my body in the same way that I normally would in performances and video. I could use those limitations as a sort of springboard. The projection is like an organic shape. It's not a rectangular video. And so it does sort of feel like, you know, when you see UCSB in there, it feels like a portal from the space at MoMA into the campus. I wanted this set to feel like a kind of flat, claustrophobic room that Cynthia then breaks out from and ventures out into the outdoor space that is the campus here. But this room was also meant to feel like a cross between like a workout room or like a private home office. So, you know, this is meant to be the sort of ultimate in comfort and relaxation for Cynthia, but it's actually really uncomfortable. This is a personal steam sauna tent. I thought it would be a great spectacle to have on campus, a traveling steam sauna tent. The soundtrack to that moment in the MoMA piece is Sweet Surrender by Sarah McLachlan. So she's sort of surrendering to the effects of the sauna tent. That's a big cathartic moment in the piece. It's the only way I know how to address some of the heavier issues that I'm trying to tackle. I'm sort of acknowledging that, yeah, I'm criticizing, you know, late-stage capitalism, but I'm also acknowledging my role in it, poking fun at myself. I hope that that helps people relate to that and see that within themselves. I started in physical anthropology as an undergrad, and then I started to dabble in some art classes at Berkeley, and there was one class in particular that was known for changing non-art majors into art majors, taught by Kevin Radley. This class really made all the difference in my trajectory and my decision to become an artist. That's what I hope to do. Like, I love the idea of like encouraging non-art majors to become art majors. That professor from Berkeley was able to come to the opening at MoMA, which was a great full circle moment for me.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.